Rav Yitzchak Zibesh Eishas on Vav Katzah B'Tshavayisav Ki Pirush Das HaMuskolos HaRishonis Ki Moish HaKol Gol Machilek V'Dom HaZanik HaDas L'Fish HaDeoisav. So the Rifosh writes that Das means the axioms that are built into every person's mind. Every person has basic ideas like that the whole is greater than the part, and all of these are things that are axioms and postulates, and people know them, understand them automatically. That's called das. Bina heima muskola shniyos shemaytad muskola shaynis. Bina are the next stage that he gets from that stage. So anything that he builds outwards, like Rosh Binyan, so that's the way he described before the Maral, is the fundamental havana and tfisa of the mahus of something, and das over here in the reverse is the axioms and so on. V'amim ein das dainu muskol tzershayin. Saying bina mechin yoytzim muskol tzershayin. Shnius, if you don't have, I mean, every chachma geometry starts with a bunch of postulates, because without that you can't build anything. V'ein muskol tzershayin dainu bina shadeh bina moytzidav nechdava. The Ein HaMuskolos HaShenis Nechshavim Rak L'Hoytza HaMuskolos HaShenis. Im Ein Bina, Ein Das means there's no point in having postulates. It's like you have a geometry book with just postulates. There's no point in them if they're not to be used for building anything. So the two complement each other in that way. So the way he's explaining Bina is also further along than Das. But he has a problem with that. Av lefarish ha-das muskolos ha-shoynis dova zei nir b'shamayfin. Sha-kosev oime v'amalo yisom b'chochmo b'svuno b'das. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu filled him with chochmo b'tvuno b'das. U'ma maile yish v'muskolos ha-shoynis yisom b'chochmo b'tvuno b'das. If everyone has it, he has it. What's the point of it? What are we asking for? So it may be in this case of kol mishesh b'das kilanivdei b'samidus. We're talking about the second muskolos. Fine. So he argues the reverse and so on. I want two things. I want to understand I want to see some point of comparison between the two, and then I want to try maybe a little bit to understand the reverse and how it deals with the shilas that the Maral is asking. First of all, what's interesting about both of them, side the Maral and side the reverse, is the common denominator is the type of yediyah that I have, the most of the yediyah. Things that I know through das, whether it's the postulates that the reverse says, or it's the understanding of the most of something, they have a common denominator. Let's take an example and we'll see. Imagine that I'm designing a car of some sort. And logic tells me if I put this here, this here, this here, in such a way, such a way, such a way, I should get these results. The thinking seems to be really on target. But when I see it working, for us, when we see cars to us are a metzias. We dehair them in the same way we dehair postulates. That means no longer because somebody sat with a thumb and said, mistama zay, mistama zay, mistama zay, but rather because we actually dehaired the metzias the way it is. The metzias of something, when we dehaire it in that type of oifen, we're dehairing it very fundamentally, and knowledge as we there have Muskalos Rishinus. In terms of the kesha to the person, in terms of how to relate to it, it's the same. Sai by Daf that Rivash learns, Sai Daf the way the Maral learns. As opposed to Bina, Bina is a line of reasoning. It's past the point of Muskalos Rishinus and not yet Daf according to the way the Maral puts it. It's not the herring the Mahus or the thing. But I say Mistama for worse for this, it works for this, if I'm worse for this, it works for this. I'm using some sort of sichlius to the herit. So I'm using a cheshbon. Nobody ever feels when he has something with a cheshbon that he really there has the thing itself. It makes sense, and I would probably be willing to invest money in it. But it doesn't carry the type of definitiveness that Das carries. So the Tzad HaShava between the both of them and Das is a certain type of idea that means I have it arise in a gut fashion, very visceral fashion. I feel it as a mitzias. It could be Muskalos Rishinus, like the Rush. It could also be when I'm aiming at the most of something. Totally, that's when I deheret like that also. That is, that's one nekuda. A second nekuda, how does so there's a common denominator, even though look where they're going at extremes. A second nekuda is the Maral asks his conscience, what is the path that Kadosh Baruch Hu should give me? Das. Why is it Chochmah to have a Das? Atachoy Ladim Das, and so on and so forth. So, it's possible the contrary of Rosh, this would be Pshat. We all have Muskalos Rishinus, that a whole is greater than the parts, and so on. That's, those are Muskalos Rishinus, and we don't need to get them from Kadosh Baruch Hu time and again. But there's some other Muskalos Rishinus. There are some people walk into a room and they say, the colors are off. It's not that something about the layout of this room is off. Some people will look around and say, why? I don't know. I mean, Mechatesa. One person has a feel for art. The other person doesn't. You have people, let's say, as regards social interaction. If people who have Asperger's, which is like a type of autism, but they function, except one of the things they're missing are the cues, social cues. So they will not get many, many, many dvar pshutim. They just won't get it. Not in learning, but learning are very, very good usually, but in life around them, that this is impolite, this is not proper, this doesn't make sense. They're oblivious to it. And when you get angry, you yell at them like, you idiot, what do you think you were thinking? Well, what were you thinking? The answer is, they don't have that mahalach yet. They don't have a kav of, yeah, it's obvious that this is what he wants, this is what he doesn't want. I don't know why it's so obvious, I don't know. You know, that type of thing. Let's take a look in Torah. Sometimes you find a person has a natural sense of mistama, this is pshat, this is the amkase, this is the nekuda here. Some people fish, and they maybe, by passive elimination, come up with a point or not. So the type of das, we are born with some Muskalos Rishinus, but we're not born with a lot of, but we are missing that. Solo muscle, and some people have an instinctive sense of design. They will take a look and say, nah, you need to put another archway in, you need to put another pillar in. And some people will say, well, I have to look at the manual and see what it says. Because if you have it really depends if you have this, if you don't have this. So all those gemaras of all those chazal, with Atachoy Ladim Das, and V'amala Yisubu Chachma Tuna B'Das, makes a lot of sense. So it can also it in, I guess. I don't know why it's a particular day in this. Maybe it means day in Yanim of right and wrong. I'm not sure. Bakapan, generally speaking, it makes, it, I mean, you could learn it the way I said, and it'll make sense. Okay. Avol, he says, Ika Pirush Kamasha Ma'anu, Kadafi Kara Kashetia Masit Vank Fimashem. So he goes back to arguing with the argument in question. He says the main pshat, like we said, Kedasi Korika Sheyodea Umasik Advarim Fima Shehem. Ubeze Yasik Hevla Advarim. Umayla Zoyti Yisoyd El Sabina. Sheka Sheyemotes Odom Mayla Zoyz. Sheyodea Mitas Adove Mashem Adol Zemize. Yagia Labina. Remain Bina in Das Keena Majagorena Zoyzwa Bina Vyasham Tashoroy. So he reconfirms the pshat that he said before, and the reason it doesn't work half without the other half, he says, because it's chatzidava, vein lechatzidava kiyum. So he created that, you know, the kiyum of everything goes b'shleimus. And if bina and das are b'shleimus, one without the other, there's no kiyum. Okay. Now the next one. Upirishim ain't kamachin Torah.
Builds a person's brain.
because it doesn't. When food is building a person, it doesn't look like bread and chicken. It gets digested into protein molecules, and then protein molecules the body uses to build more brain. It's not b'minoi. The chicken and bread is not b'minoi of a person's seichel. Rather, it is. It's sort of the. It's broken down, and then it's recombined, and that becomes the person. So, kemach l'uma seichel is a lot more. Of course, kemach is a finer element that is closer to what could feed the seichel than kemach. It's kemach shudak moed misasa seichli. Aval lechem yesh begasus vavus v'dover zeh. Because whenever you're creating that type of relationship, you want something that Taka could share a point.
Provide what he needs. On the second, often he has to
forget about dying for that. Just like the Masotke, let's say somebody wants to be Oisig in Kodesh. So there is a certain level of, so you could say, well, you can eat carrots and drink milk and black bread, and you have everything you need. No, it's not a mahalach, it's not going to work for most people, and it's wrong. There's always a story for somebody who worked. Midach Gisa, the person also needs to cut back. You know, there's a certain level of retreating from Olam Hazeh, and there's a certain level you need to satisfy it. It's always a question of balance, and especially, I mean, I guess I want to extrapolate a minute. When you teach kids, and especially kids who develop in the homes of people that are Oiskim B'Kodesh, a kid can't live on pure idealism. A kid has needs that you have to fulfill, and a kid has needs that nobody should fulfill, and he has needs that possibly a mother, you know, or a child is older can cope with. And we're not talking about dying, like the amount of bread needed that he did not die. We're talking about a certain level of emotional satisfaction, of feeling he has things, trips, whatever it is to look forward to and so on. And those are a need. And some of chinuch is learning that not everything you want is a need. And some chinuch is learning certain things are needs of a person. The balance and understanding the gedarim and the gevulos are always the challenge. But that's what it is. So he says he has to provide himself kemach. If a person is in a matzah where I ate a meal now, but tomorrow there's nothing there, for the vast majority of people, that's a level of daiga that destroys the learning. On the other hand, if the person needs chitim in his storehouse, and so he's not going to learn, that type of providing for oneself is past what a person should be daiging, and it's certainly the level of affluence that won't allow a person, if he has to pursue it, won't allow a person to learn. Okay, we'll hold it here with any questions.